我就是抱着
哦，
现在声音变成很大啊，就你就抱着就是诶。就是你啊，没关系，拉远一点啊。就是你抱着就是我听多少算多少的心情就会受用。
But it doesn't matter if you don't quite understand. Just continue to come and feel that however much you understand, I'll just absorb that much, and that's still okay. That's really great.
我就是一本经，从看不懂到现在三十年，我还在看啊。
I study this for 30 years. In the beginning, I didn't understand anything, and even up to today, after 30 years, I'm still reading it, studying it.
有时候看懂，从看不懂到看得懂，还有一个就是从没办法实践，然后到有能够实践，那又是不同的层次啊。
So your understanding may go in stages from the beginning, not understanding anything until gradually having some understanding. On another level, from in the beginning, not able to apply any of it to now these days, able to apply some of the teaching. These are different levels of understanding.
那师父说佛法是拿来实践的，然后去了解经典是为了什么？为了实践，所以叫做什么？叫什么心解相应啊，不是解行相应哦，是不是把行摆在前面？
师父 said that Buddha Dharma is meant to be used, applied, and practiced. Similarly, to understand text, sutra, it's also meant to be used, practiced, and applied to our lives. So师父 has said, the practice and understanding need to correspond to each other.Pay attention. He didn't say understanding comes before practice. He actually used practice comes before understanding. These two need to go hand in hand.
那我自己的特质是我比较就喜欢实践啊，所以从以前就想说，那我看到一句话，我就会想说，那这句话怎么实践？
As for me personally, I like to be practical. So even from the beginning, from a long time ago, it has always been when I read something in the text, reading one sentence, I immediately think about how can I apply this to my life.
所以像什么好的不喜欢，坏的不讨厌，是三十年前就开始，在用到现在还是不能讲说好的就真的不喜欢了啊，就是。你或者有一些东西，你喜欢，那你可以什么，可能就可以慢慢的应用这个原则。但是还有太多的喜欢跟讨厌，那这句话可以用到一直什么，用到敬畏来记啊。
So for instance, one of the phrases I often use during my talks is, you do not go after what is favorable, what you prefer, and you do not reject what is unfavorable.So even this phrase, I came up with this 30 years ago, and I'm still using it. So after all these years, I'm able to apply it a little bit more, able to not grasp onto what is favorable, what I prefer. And in fact, there are still many, many of the things that I prefer, I like, that I'm still working on. So these two phrases can actually be applied to...eons into the future, inexhaustible future.
那这句话可以一直用到未来记。那这句话，好像就够用了嘛，哈。那其实它，要等于是要用这句话的话，用到什么？念念都在用，不是一天用两次，或是用三次，或是一天用两次，用三次啊。
So, these two phrases could actually be applied into eons into the future and continue to be used. But the key point is, you may feel, oh, that's enough. You know, I learned these two phrases, it's sufficient. But the key point is you actually have to be using it thought after thought, be reminded and be applying these phrases thought after thought, not just using it once or twice in a day or once or twice in a year. That's not enough.
那这句话本来是你懂的话就可以就够了，可是没有其他 的教理再来补助的话，有时候你不晓得你违背这个经验，违背这个原则。譬如说你们在这边听的时候，会不会好的喜欢坏的讨厌？有啊，看到讲的不怎么样就偷看表。
So you may feel that knowing these two phrases is sufficient, but without further understanding of other Buddha Dharma, other principles of the Buddha Dharma, it may not be sufficient, and oftentimes you may actually be going against it without realizing it. For instance, you sitting here right now, aren't you actually doing some of the things that we are telling you not to do? You probably are still rejecting what you don't like. For instance, if you get tired or impatient about the talk, then you look at your watch. So you are not going according to the teaching.
所以这句话，假设没有其他的教理的支持的话，你可能知道说，哦，我只好再什么，为了不违背这句话，至少再做下去了哈。可是还有什么力量可以支持你做下去呢？
Without understandings of other principles of the Buddha Dharma, you may be forcing yourself to follow this, but you're not doing this naturally, it's forced. So is there anything else that you can use to draw upon, to draw support for your practice?
那这句话这可能就要用其他的，像六祖坛经啊讲的啊，不见他人过，也就是说不是什么他有什么千错万错都是我的错，不是这个意思哦。啊，不见他人过，主要的是什么？你有看到一个能看到我，那有一个被看到对方，那就这个就是过错了。
So you can draw insight and support from other texts, other teachings. For instance, quoting the Six Patriarch Sutra, the quote is, not seeing other people's fault. This phrase is actually, it doesn't mean that what we tend to interpret, the way we tend to interpret it conventionally, that, oh, whatever fault that other people commit, it's all my fault. This is not the right interpretation. The right interpretation is, as long as there is someone there to see others, and there's an other to be perceived by the self, this way of operation is already faulty.
所以说这一个你可以从好的不喜欢或者不讨厌，就是作为你的什么你的修行的指导原则，可是必须还要再有其他的教理来支持你。所以我曾经被师父讲说，国行，你的经看得太少了啊。结果我们长华法师刚好是被师父讲说，长华，一经一论，一经一论，就他请他看一经一论，他不要看太多，因为他是一部经哦，只看过一次，不会看第二次的。
So you can use the phrase not grasping onto what is favorable and not rejecting what is unfavorable. You can use that as your the principle that guides your practice. At the same time, you still need to continue to study other texts and other sutra to gain more support for your practice. So Shifu had told me in the past that Guoxin, you haven't read enough of the text or the sutras. So that's what he told me. On the other hand, this is what he said to Changhua Fa Shi, focus on one text and one commentary, just one text and one commentary, because she was so widely read that she only read each sutra and commentary just once. So she has a really broad base without entering any of them deeply.
那我的特质就是说，我那个 GPS 还没有看，或者看一点点就想上路了哈。 那时候我就发觉我的 GPS 哦有问题，你要多几种 GPS。
But my problem was, my GPS wasn't complete. I only see one spot, and I immediately want to start, jump the gun, and start the journey. So Shifu has seen my problem and see, oh, your GPS is not comprehensive enough. You need to get a few more versions to make sure you have a good roadmap.
所以我们在在修行的时候，你会发觉有就两种人，一个人是不看 GPS 就上路的哈，那另一种就是什么？GPS 看了一大堆，啊，他以为他已经去了，其实是还是什么没有去。
So usually you encounter two types of people, people who want to practice Buddha Dharma. One is who doesn't even look at their GPS and they just start walking right away. And the other kind is they have a really comprehensive GPS, and they feel that by looking at the map they are already on their way, but in fact they haven't even started the trip yet.
那我们这个禅宗或是佛法哈，它刚好有一个特质，它是什么？你的 GPS 看对了，然后你就是你的每一念就跟 GPS 完全相应，所以它叫做什么？就是它的知见，就是你的行理，就是你的什么实践。
There is one special characteristic for the school of Chan in the Buddha Dharmas. That is, once you have approached, once you're able to interpret, read the GPS correctly, then your practice already automatically corresponds with the GPS. So once your views are proper, then you are on the right path.
比如说我们有的 GPS 告诉你，就是你在禅修的时候有妄念，然后拉回来，这种 GPS 是什么？是让你的妄念变成什么？就是散乱心变成什么？专心或是一心啊？这大家比较常见的 GPS。
So there's one type of GPS that tells you whenever you have wandering thoughts, then bring it back, bring it back. This is for to help you to train your scattered mind to become a one-mindedness.This kind of GPS is really common. You can find it everywhere.
另外一种就是比较贵的 GPS 哈，品质比较好的 GPS 是什么？你去哪里本身就是说你产生什么样的地图，本身就是应该讲就是。那个修行者的心啊，这个不知道怎么解释啊，等一下我可能再解释一下，就是你的心不是把散乱心转成什么一心，因为什么一心还是取一心的相，对不对？它这个 GPS 是不取任何相的 GPS。
There's another kind of GPS that is more superior in quality, more expensive. That kind of GPS tells you that whatever map that emerges, arises, is simultaneously the mind of the practitioner. There's no difference between the two. So this type of GPS is not teaching you to be one-minded, because to be one-minded, you are still grasping on to the phenomenon, the form of one-mindedness.This is not the way what this more expensive GPS is trying to teach you.
那这个部分就是你的心，你现前心不去取向的啊。那这个部分我们在行为禅师的悟境里面会讲，叫做什么？上次我们叫空，空跟有啊。那现在我们就拉到我们的今天的主题，空而不无变成妙有，他是讲这个部分。
So, this how do we use this present mind and not grasping onto any forms, any phenomenon? This is actually talked about in Master Sheng Hui's Illuminating the Principle in this commentary. And now we'll come around and get back to the text itself.So last time we were talking about this phrase which states, empty, it's not non-existence. it becomes wondrous existence.
那个空就是你现前这一念正在听，能听，能看，能录影，能幻影的，有无穷尽的功能，但它本身无相，所以叫做什么空。那空而不无并，这个无相的现前这颗心，它并不是没有功能，它有无限的功能，那产生无穷尽的功能叫做什么妙有，那就相当于我们前面讲的是什么真空什么妙有。
So, this is addressing this dichotomy between emptiness and existence. So, the nature of our present mind is empty. It's empty, yet it has the ability to hear, to see, and to think, to come up with all sorts of things. Yet it itself is empty without form. At the same time, while it's empty, it is not non-existence.Is saying that even though the mind is empty, it doesn't mean that it doesn't have any functions. It actually has all sorts of functions to be able to operate and conjure all sorts of things. So while the mind is empty, it still has myriads wondrous functions. That's why the phrase is saying empty. It's not non-existence. It becomes wondrous existence.
那个无相的真心就是空，产生种种有现象的有啊、哦，那就是妙有。那这个当中，对我们来讲，一般人会把真心跟产生妙的现象一切割为什么为恶的。
So the true mind that is without forms and phenomenon itself is empty. So that's corresponding to the word empty. Yet it has the ability to create all sorts of functions, come up with wondrous phenomenons. That is addressing the word existence. At the same time, amongst of all these existence that's created by the mind, we ordinary people have the tendency to divide it into two.Partition it into two.
那早上我有跟、我们谈话的，有先暖身一下子，我现在还在重复一下子啊，就是我们把所感知到的现象，所感知到的现象当成那个无相的真心，还有把会生灭的现象当成不会生灭的。真心，我们现前这个真心，不是你所感知的现象，也不是会生灭的现象。
So those of you who came to talk to me earlier, you had a bit of warm-up activity, but let me repeat what was said earlier, which is the mind, the phenomenon that is perceived by the mind, all sorts of forms and phenomena perceived by the mind.We tend to mistakenly take it as the true mind. Also, all sorts of phenomena that rises and ceases, rise and successions, those we also take it, mistaken it as the true mind, which in fact actually doesn't arise or it doesn't cease. So we have made this mistake of treating phenomenon as the mind.
那在我们的生活经验我们心中浮出的判断想法还有就是早上你们从家里面来的那个记忆的画面还包括你现前你身体的感觉还有比如你现在里面看到的画面这些全部都是被你感知的画面对不对但是你们会把画面切割为有一个是我，有一个是别人，对不对
？In our everyday life, whatever that arises from our mind, our thoughts, the judgments we make, memories such as memories of yourself coming to this Chan Center where that you were at home this morning, your physical bodily sensations, whatever you see, your visual images, these are all phenomena, forms that's being perceived by the mind. Yet we mistakenly take them as the mind. Furthermore, of everything that's perceived by the mind, we divide it into two.
那我们以目前现前大家在坐在这个椅子上，对不对？你身体是被你感知的身体，被你感知一个现象，坐在椅子上嘛，哈。椅子上椅子也是被你感知的现象，对不对？啊，是用身体感觉嘛，对不对？可能你可以用眼睛看到身体坐在这个地方，对不对？但是它都是被你看到的现象，被你身体感知到的现象。好，再来，我在讲的说，是不是也是被你听到的声音，对不对？被你听到的声音，那我有表情，是被你看到了什么现象？那全部这个都是被你感知到、被你看到、被你听到的现象，对不对？那唯一的就是你会把它切割为有一部分是被感知的现象是我，有一是你，有一边被感知的现象是演讲者，对不对？
So presently you're sitting here right now. You're sitting here and you have these bodily sensations of you sitting here. Those are phenomenon that's being perceived by your mind. You also, there's this chair, you may feel the chair. Chair is also a phenomenon that is seen by you visually or feel by you physically. Also, you're listening to the talk, so you hear my voice. This, my voice is actually a phenomenon that is perceived, heard by you. My bodily image is also an image, a phenomenon that is seen, seen by you. So these are all phenomenon, forms that's perceived by your mind. Yet you divide it into two. Amongst of every phenomenon, all these phenomena, you divide it into this is me and these are others, or that is the person that's giving the talk. You made this division.
然后那个觉悟者或是圣人啊，他们是什么？圣人无己，然后迷所不及，迷就是哪个迷？一个麻，然后再一个什么？再一个灰，有吗？麻袋的麻，麻布的麻，下面是一个是灰的灰，有没有？迷所不及，就是深造禅师所讲的，就是说，就是他没有一个是自己，那没有一个东西不是自己，也就是用另外一句话，就是说，他看到的现象全部都是他，但是因为现象会生灭，所以没有一样东西是他。因为现象生灭的时候，他那个心并没有跟着什么生灭。
But for people who are enlightened, there's a phrase that says the saints, the enlightened ones, there's no self. Yet at the same time, there isn't a mote of dust that is not the self. So in another word, it's saying that all the phenomenon that's perceived by an enlightened person, it's simultaneously the same as the mind. At the same time, because all the phenomena arises and ceases, they arise and perishes. So at the same time, all these phenomena are not self either.
所以你以这个观念作为你的一个标准啊，就是修行的标准，就是全部我看到感知到的都是我，那也都不是我，这个作为标准，然后你就发觉，你会把看到的当成别人，有没有？那你就用这个，这个是错了。把你想到的，某一个画面是当成别人，那是错了。或是把你想到的某一件事情是我，有没有？每个画面你认为是我，你就发觉它是什么？这也是什么错的？因为什么？因为那个我是被感知的现象。所以你以这一个的话，大概这句话也可以你一直用到什么？用到成佛为止。
So you should use this concept, this understanding as your guideline for practice. whatever phenomenon that you see that's perceived by you is simultaneously the self. At the same time, because it rises and perishes, it's also non-self. So you can use this and apply it into your life. So whatever things that you see that you think, oh, that's the other person, as soon as you have this kind of thought, you know you are already you have deviated from the path. Or anything that comes up, you see, oh, that's me. That's also a deviation from the right understanding. So this phrase alone, you can use it and continue to apply it for the eons to come.
假设你能够看到所有的现象都是你又不是你，那就后面所讲的妙有即摩诃般若。
So if you're able to simultaneously perceive all phenomena and see that as the self, at the same time it's not self, then you will be able to, you will correspond with the phrase,
叫妙有。
So you will correspond with the phrase that wondrous existence is Mahaprajna.
那如果是你认为，诶，我看到的是某某人，那我是能看到的，那这样的也算妙有，但是不是很妙。
On the other hand, if you still operate with the mode that, oh, that's so-and-so that I'm seeing, and me, I'm the one that's seeing that person. If you continue to operate this way, it is still a function of this wondrous mind, yet you're not using it in a very wondrous way.
因为你这样子的话是会我们的中国话叫做什么？你有对象跟你作对，我也讲过了，就是我们会以为那个人扯我的后腿叫做作对，不是我在面前讲经，我是被你看到的对象，我作为你听经的对象，那我就跟你作对。
So there's a saying thatThere isn't, to operate in the old way, you are creating an opponent to be there to oppose you. So in a sense, you have created an object for you out there that is opposed to you, the self. So this phrase is actually commonly used in Chinese, and oftentimes people interpret it as having someone that is pulling your leg or whatever, but this is not what it really means.It actually means as soon as there is a subject and object, so as soon as you perceive me sitting here giving you the talk, I am already that person that's opposing you. So you are deviated from the path.
那你有做对的话，有对象的话，就不是没有能所，就有东西作为你的对象，就是有能所，一个能知的心，还有一个所知的什么对象啊。那真空不会这样子，真空是什么？我们叫能所双亡的，所以真空是清净涅槃。
So as long as there's someone there that's the object of your perception, that means you're operating with the mode of a dualistic mind. There's a subject and object. That is not the nature of true emptiness.True emptiness is non-dualistic without subject and object. To have true emptiness, it's pure nirvana.
所以只要有你在有东西跟你作对，那就不是三轮体空，那就不是什么，就真正的般若或是涅槃。
So as long as there's an object there,to be the object of your perception, operating with a dualistic mind, then you have deviated from true emptiness.
所以你们今天从台湾来护华哈，有你来护华，有当初被你护华，这个叫做什么？有没有对象？有。
So for those of you who came all the way from Taiwan to come here to support and protect the Dharma, If there is a you that's protecting the Dharma and there is a Chan center that's being protected, then are you still operating with this dualistic mind?
所以就是你可以就是身体从台湾过来，但是我的心并没有过来。
So perhaps you should think this way, that there is a physical body that traveled and came across all the way from Taiwan, but my mind hasn't gone anywhere.
是不是你的身体可能昨天是在台湾这个位置，那今天是在什么美国这个位置，都是被你感知的什么现象嘛，对不对？
Your physical body, perhaps yesterday it was still in Taiwan, and today it's now here in New York, but your physical body is a phenomenon that's perceived by your mind, isn't it?
所以这一个，如果以电脑的荧幕来讲，就是说里面有一个摄像啊，那那个背景是台湾啊，那背景是搭飞机啊，那过了没有多久以后，然后背景是纽约啊，那里面有摄像也会起起伏伏，但是那一个什么那个荧幕有没有空无一象的荧幕也没有来去，对不对？
So we can use the computer monitor as an analogy. So you traveling from Taiwan to here to New York, the monitor portrays the picture of someone you traveling in Taiwan and then on the airplane and then coming here to New York. So the image that's being shown on the monitor is changing. It comes and goes. Yet at the same time, does the monitor change? The monitor doesn't change. It's always there.
啊，心也是一样，对不对？你们的心就像虚空，就像那个荧幕一样啊。唯一跟荧幕不一样是，荧幕是没有感知能力，我们是有感知能力，对不对？那你现在像荧幕的虚空，有感知的荧幕，然后这边出现了一堆色相啊。我们事实上我们叫一堆人啊，像是一堆色相，有没有？就像你在荧幕看到我们这边不是出现的出现人有几个人像的嘛，那在荧幕上嘛，那其中有一个是你嘛，对不对？有个摄像是你，那但是你要知道这个能感知的荧幕才是你。
So the mind is like the empty space, it's like a monitor. The only difference between your mind and the computer monitor is your mind has the ability to perceive things, while the monitor does not have that ability to perceive, it doesn't have awareness. So on this monitor, a bunch of images shows up on this monitor. A bunch of images, I'm referring to a bunch of people, different people shows up on the monitor. And among this group of people, one of which is you, yourself.
所以就像师父讲的什么，空里有哭笑吗？你的心就像一个荧幕，可以感知的荧幕，但是它无形无相，但是它允许种种的哭笑现象、来去现象发生。那另外当然是无视这一个，无视等于相当也是空无一象的意思啊。只是他说他没事情做，可是他可以产生什么无视盲，还是可以产生什么，就是很忙碌的现象。
So at the same time, the monitor itself doesn't change. The images comes and goes. So this is similar to what Shifu has said, that in a midst of emptiness, there's crying and laughter, and also you busy yourself amongst of nothing to be done. So it's just like you can parallel this with the monitor example, that the monitor has the ability to show all sorts of images. At the same time, it also gives off all sorts of functions that you're able to operate and complete many different tasks.
所以后面有叫做般若是涅槃之因，涅槃是般若之果啊。也就是我还是用荧幕哈，荧幕本身就是涅槃啊。然后这些现象跑来跑去的，你可以让现象跑来跑去的，但是你不会执取哪个现象是我， 全部的现象都是你，但是都不是你，因为现象会什么？会消失，对不对？你昨天在台湾的那一个记忆的画面是可以什么想他，但是他什么一想了以后，他马上又不见，对不对？可是你现前可以想的那个心，并没有跟着不见，对不对？想他有，然后一秒钟消失，可是你这颗心并没有跟着消失。
So, we're moving on to the next phrase. Prajna is the cause of nirvana. Nirvana is the fruit of prajna. So we can use the computer monitor to, as an analogy to illustrate the nature of the true mind. So the monitor equates to nirvana, where the monitor has ability to generate all sorts of phenomena, and all these images come and go on the monitor, yet you do not grasp onto any one particular image and claim that as the self. All these images on the monitor are all self. At the same time, simultaneously, none of it is the self. So, yes, the monitor can generate a memory of you coming from Taiwan. That's fine. But this phenomenon, this memory that's generated by the computer monitor, it will perish. The memory perishes, the phenomenon perishes, yet the mind that can give rise to these memories, to the phenomenon, the mind itself never perishes.
那我们现前这颗心啊，可以取向，那也可以不取向啊。你们现在取向，比如说取我，你注意力把焦点放在我这样的一个人的相，对不对？跟我的心哪个地方都不停留，或者说你整体的觉知，或是哪里都不停留，都相当于莫照的不处事而知啊。那你莫照或是话头反问是什么是无或什么是谁，假设你用现前这颗心能够去练习不取向，不停留在任何现象上，那这个什么这样的心就是涅槃的因。因为为什么？因为你不取向以后会回到无所住的什么的涅槃。涅槃它本身无相，它不会有能所的，所以它变成涅槃的因。你不取任何相，不停留在任何相当中，它就是涅槃的因。
So this present mind has the function, has the ability to grasp onto, to attend to, grasp onto any phenomena. At the same time, it can also not grasp, refrain from grasping.So you're listening to the talk right now, so your mind attends to my bodily image, my physical form. At the same time, the mind has the ability to not dwell in any one place. It does not come in contact with anything in particular. It doesn't grasp onto it. It doesn't dwell on it. So this can translate to the practice of silent illumination, where it knows without perceiving things, it illuminates without cognizing objects. So it can correspond to silent illumination, or it's also similar to hua tou, where you ask and find the true self. The important thing is the mind practice, that you should practice using the mind on not grasping onto anything and not dwelling on anything. That itself is the exact nature of the mind, and it itself is nirvana. So nirvana is that kind of mind, the non-dwelling, non-grasping type of mind. It's the cause of prajna. It's the cause of nirvana.It doesn't dwell in anything. Itself is no, without form, has no phenomena, and it's non-dualistic, doesn't have subject and object.
所以你现前，我们现前的心啊，可能大部分人就是会取向啊，一下注意这一个，一下注意那一个，啊，那就在你就在整体的无穷无边的。相当中取局部的相，比如说我讲话是局部的相，对不对？ 然后你去感觉你身体的相，那都几步，我们都在几步的相当中在运作。那现在就是我不停留在任何现象上，就相当于我们讲的这一个华果山那个山头不是有个什么入流什么，这个王所对不对哈？那你可以这样子，那到最后真的能所双亡的时候，那就什么涅槃就见到了，就叫生灭什么灭疑，就生灭的这种一直在取向舍向的这个心全部停下来，那就极灭性的极灭性就是涅槃。所以这一个什么这个涅槃是你能所双亡的什么的果报。
So our very present mind, the way we use it, most people use it, is we grasp onto a small part of this overall phenomenon, that we grasp onto this portion, stay on here, and now feed it to the next phenomenon. We jump from phenomenon to phenomenon. Instead of perceiving things in its totality, we pay attention to little parts. For instance, you are now attending to my voice, one little part of the phenomenon, or you attend to your physical sensation. The mind itself should not dwell on any one phenomenon. This is how we should strive for our practice. There, on the banner at Dharma Drum in Taiwan, there's a saying that says, you enter the current or enter the stream and extinguish the dualistic mind, extinguish the object. So it's saying to do away with a dualistic mind. And once the dualistic mind is completely gone, the grasping mind will also stop. And naturally, stillness and quietness will naturally arise. And that will be the result of extinguishing the dualistic mind that has subject and object.
那般若无见，能见涅槃，就是假设般若现在就是你的心，你的心不停留在任何地方，就是不去透过你的六根去见任何东西，其实它就会无所不见，无所不见的话就会见到涅槃。
The next phrase goes, prajna is without perception, yet it perceives nirvana. So nirvana is the same as the true mind. If it doesn't dwell on anything and you don't grasp onto any phenomena through your six sensory organs, then naturally you will see nirvana.
那我们通常我们是有能见跟所见的，所以就会变成生灭。那假设你就是讲到半天，就是心不要停留在任何地方，或是心不要透过眼睛往外看的，那叫做无见，叫做无见，那无所不见。
So when there are things that can be the mind operating in the mode that there's an object to be seen, and also there's a subject to see, then that kind of mind will undergo rises and perishes. Those are just referring to phenomena. Whereas the mind really should not be dwelling on anything. It shouldn't be seeing. Once it's able to see without going through the physical eye, one of the six roots, this eye organ, then it has the ability to see everything, and at the same time, it does not see anything.
所以能够证明，就是你无所见的时候，到时候你看到什么东西，什么东西都是什么，都是心。但是我们就是我看到什么，变成有什么，有对象，对不对？有东西跟你作对，对不对？还是有能所，而这时候是没有能所，没有对象，所以任何东西就是你的心。
So if you are able to see without perception, then whatever you see, whatever phenomenon that you see, it's simultaneously at the same time equates to the mind. Whatever that's seen is the same as the mind. But as long as we're operating with a dualistic mind, and then we label, oh, I see certain object, then that is not nirvana. That is not how the true mind works.
如果任何东西都是你的心，那你有没有来去？没有的。
So if everything and anything is exactly the same as your mind, then is there any sense of talking about coming and going?
你像这个，我们还是回到电脑，对不对啊？电脑那个荧幕有没有来去？没有，但是电脑里面可能有一架飞机，或有一个人从左端 走到什么右端，从下边跳到上面去，有没有？这个现象会来来去去的，但是如果从整体来讲的话，它有没有来去？没有。
So let's go back to the computer monitor analogy. Does the monitor go anywhere? It doesn't.Yet on the monitor, there are images of people coming, walking across, jumping up and down, or there's an airplane flying from the left side of the monitor to the right side of the monitor. Those things come and go, yet the monitor stays put. It doesn't go anywhere.
你现在可以试试看啊，你的心去感觉一下任何现象，比如说你的心浮出昨天的情境，那你的心感知到现在有法师在讲，有法师在讲话，那有旁边的人的影像。好，这个是现象，就是现象通通有嘛。那你再看看你现在能感知的心有没有动来动去的。
So you can actually give it a try right now as we speak. The mind can perceive any sort of object, any phenomenon.So the mind, perhaps your mind is currently perceiving a memory of what happened yesterday. Or your mind is perceiving me sitting here giving the talk. Or your mind is perceiving the person sitting next to you. So your mind is perceiving all these different sorts of phenomena. But look within. Ask yourself, has the mind moved at all? Has the mind gone anywhere?
假设你的心能够像镜子一样无所不照，而不是那个这个什么叫探照灯还是什么，还是有聚焦的吗？我们有那个什么有特定对象的那一个，假设你不要，就是你是什么，就是有什么显现什么的，你去化解这个什么，这个心是没来去的。
If your mind is able to perceive and illuminate everything, there's nothing that it doesn't shed light on. If you are able to operate that way, instead of the way we usually operate, where we use the mind like a spotlight, focusing on this, focusing on that, so if you use your mind to perceive all phenomena, then you realize the mind itself, it has never gone anywhere and it's not coming and no going.
如果你的心无所照啊，比较容易知道说你所感知的现象全部都是什么，都是你心中的现象，或者就是心。
If you are able to attain the state where the mind perceives everything equally, then it will be easier to understand that all the phenomenon that's perceived by the mind is at the same time simultaneously the mind itself.
那这边也可能举一个例子啊，因为这是在楞严经的啊，就是我的手啊张开，然后又什么合掌，张开合掌，对不对？这是现象嘛，对不对啊？现象有开有什么有合，但是我们能够感知的那颗心有没有开跟合。
So let me give you an example right now. This example came from the Surigama Sutra, where you look at the hand can open up and then turn into a fist, open up, turn into a fist. So the opening and closing represents phenomenon. There's opening and closing phenomenon, but does the mind open and closes?
反正标准答案是没有了。
Well, the right answer should be no, the mind doesn't open nor close.
还有就是佛陀晃光，往左边晃光， 那阿兰的头就往左边看，然后佛陀往右边晃光，那阿兰头就往右边看，对不对？就头你有走动，有动，那佛就问阿兰说：“你头有动来动去，可是那个能感知的心有没有动来动去？”
Another example is that Buddha. Buddha manifested some wondrous light on the right-hand side. And then Ananda turned his head to the right to look. And the Buddha gives all some light on the left. And Ananda then turned his head to look to the left. So then the Buddha asked Ananda, your head is turning to left and right. Yeah, your mind that has the ability to perceive the turning left and right, does the mind itself turns?
啊, 同样的，你现前的心，你的注意力啊。 一下在东边，一下在西边，一下在你的妄想，一下在色相，一下在声音，就是我们的心会注意力的焦点会什么，在不同的对象，对不对？人家看一看，那你能感知的背后那个有没有动？
Similarly, when we apply it to ourselves, our mind is one minute we attend to perceives our wandering thought. Next minute, we perceive some sort of forms, physical forms, and we look at it. Next minute, we attend to some sounds. So there are all these different objects, different phenomena that our mind turns to. But does the mind itself move? Has it changed?
所以假设你能够这样子的话，你就发觉那颗心可以，即使我们注意力 跑来跑去的，可是那一个不动的心，照样是什么？是整体的感知。它是什么？它是无所见的。它整体的感知就是无所见。So
you can give it a try. While the mind attends to all sorts of different phenomena, it's constantly moving, but the mind itself isn't moving. That it perceives totality. And to perceive all totality, it means to perceive without perception.
这个就像太阳，太阳有没有特别要照哪里？它无所不照嘛，对不对？没有要照，所以无所不照，对不对？
Similarly, you can think about the sun. Does the sun discriminate shining on one place versus another? No, the sun doesn't. The shines on everything. Because the sun doesn't try to shine on anything. The sun is non-dualistic, so the sun has the ability to indeed shine on everything.
所以就是我们那颗心像无相的涅槃的心，能照，可是它没有去照任何东西，但是它可以什么？ 显现任何的现象，叫做无所照，而无所什么不照。
So this true mind, the mind that's the nirvana mind, or the mind that's no form, formless mind, it has the ability to perceive anything, yet it does not perceive anything in particular, and because of that, it has the ability to perceive everything.
那 后面有个涅槃无声能生般若，涅槃因为没有生灭，但是它可以显现什么？照的功能，照的功能有一种我们通常我们是有取，有舍的功能，也有一种是什么？不取不舍的功能，两者都可以叫做就是般若了，但是通常我们 会认为就是有执着叫不叫般若，其实它也是般若的心，就是有执着的般若。So
the next phrase is Nirvana is the unborn, yet it can produce prajna. So the mind itself is without rising or perishing. yet it has the ability to perceive anything. Yet it also has the ability to not grasp onto anything and not hang on to any phenomenon. Oftentimes we tend to think that when it's non-grasping, then it's nirvana. Whereas in fact, even when the mind is grasping, being selective, it's still the same mind. It's still a nirvana mind.
所以不管你在任何时间做什么，你都是用你那一颗心在产生功能。你觉得你很苦命哈，或者觉得你很快乐，对不对哈？都是这颗心能够什么显现现象啊？你可以把能够回忆苦命的现象，是应该不是可以回忆到苦命的现象，然后你可以把苦命的现象做贴标签，说是里面有一个我，有一个什么苦命啊。不管怎么样，就是我们这颗心可以什么，可以显现现象，那可以直起现象，或者不直起现象，那不管怎么用，产生用的那个是什么？是波罗啊，它的本质无相，所以你说你命苦，都没关系啊，你命苦，波罗的心不会苦啦。
So at any given point in time, the mind can give off all sorts of functions. It can give off the phenomenon of feeling so bitter that I have such a bad life, or it can also give off the phenomenon of I'm happy.So the mind can give rise to all sorts of phenomena, and if it gives off the bitter phenomena, you further, oftentimes this is what we do, we further label, oh, there's I am bitter, I had a really hard life. So we tend to do this. So while the mind can give rise to these phenomena and then grasp onto them, it also has the ability to not grasp onto anything, not being attached to anything.Both kind of operation is exactly the nirvana mind. There's no difference. Whatever that has ability to create the function to operate, that kind of mind is in itself the nirvana mind. No matter whether you give off the bitterness or you give off a non-attached mind, the mind doesn't change. The nature, the essence of the mind is formless.
所以就是你就是你叫叫叫叫了十年的，说我很苦啊，波罗的心从来波罗的心只是他不会讲说你苦什么，哪里有苦，
不会，
因为他他你苦，他只好让你苦了，对不对？他不能讲说我不苦，你不能讲苦。你有一个很简单的啊，只要全世界只有一个人，你跟谁讲你苦？
So you may be there, you know, complaining, moaning, oh, I had such a hard life, I'm so bitter, so bitter, so bitter. The nirvana mind is just there, letting you do whatever. It doesn't turn around, question you, say, are you really bitter? It doesn't do that. The mind will just honestly reflect whatever that you wanted to reflect. If you want to perceive the bitterness phenomenon, then that's just the way it is. So there's another saying that if there's no one else exists in the world, who are you going to complain your bitterness to?
还有就是说，你用你的波罗的心，用你的心让自己的这个脸部，然后不管你是整容也好，去化妆也好，啊，让它很美，对不对？那你会觉得很美嘛？啊，也是用波罗的心去感觉很美，用波罗的心让你的脸部变成很美，对不对？那波罗不想说我很美，不会。那但是就是说，如果全世界人都死光光的话，那你就发觉就是什么，这个美跟不美是什么？你发现你这个去化妆都是白化妆的。
So no matter how long you keep claiming that you're bitter, the prajna mind, the nirvana mind itself does not turn bitter. It doesn't change. Similarly, you may use the wondrous function of this prajna mind and to put on makeup, to change your face, to undergo plastic surgery, to make yourself really beautiful. The mind has the function to allow you to do whatever, but the mind itself doesn't change. So similarly to this, the example of claiming to be bitter, no matter how you change your face, if there's no one else in the world remains alive, no one else in the world except yourself, then who are you beautifying yourself for? Is there still any sense of talking about beauty or not beauty, beautiful or not beautiful?
那我们全世界人也不会死掉，但是呢，假设全世界的人哈，都不看你化妆的脸，你要不要化妆？
So, well, that's an extreme example because people are not all going to die off. But if everyone in the world, no one is going to pay any attention to your face, are you still to continue to put on makeup?
对吧，你没化解，你没，假设你化妆，化妆很美，化妆了两个小时，买了什么什么化妆水，花了很多很多钱，结果走出去，没有人看到你的脸。
So are you going to continue to do it if you spend every day, spend 2 hours taking care of your face, putting on these lotions and cream and making it really pretty using expensive products? But when you go out, no one looks at your face at all. Are you going to do it?
还有别人，假设别人看你的脸啊，那个是妄心在看呢，不是他真心，真心是不会看到脸的。
If there is someone that actually looks at your face, it's not the true mind that's looking at your face. It's a wandering thought that is looking, a false mind that's looking at your face.
还有就是说，人家正在欣赏你的脸部的时候，他还觉得很棒的时候，你在打瞌睡，你也不觉得你美啊。
Or perhaps someone may be admiring your beautifully made up face and they're looking at it, yet while that's happening you have dozed off. In that case, you're not going to reap the benefit either. You're not going to see that someone else is admiring you.
所以你要用妄心，就是别人的妄心看你的脸，那你要用妄心把你的脸当成你，那才觉得说我化妆有，就是这么值得。
So it's only worth it to put on makeup if when you use other people's wandering thoughts to look at your own face, if you want to take that perspective, or if you mistakenly perceive your face as the true you, your true mind, under those two conditions, then it's worthy to try to beautify yourself with makeup.
那这样要不要化妆？要。
So having said all this, do you still need to put on makeup? Sure.
你要用真心化妆。
You have to use your true mind to apply the makeup.
因为用真心化妆，那化得美美的，那让其他人啊起欢喜心，不是起淫欲心哦，起欢喜心，然后把他们的有能所的妄心转化为什么没有能所的什么真心。
So you use your true mind to apply the makeup so that when other people see you, they give off the thought of they are happy to see you. Not lustful, but happy to see you. And then you will be able to reach out and help them transform their false mind into a true mind. In that case, you can still put on makeup.
所以我在很早以前，我在三十年前就看那个华严经啊。那《华严经》里面有一个善财童子五十三参啊，那里面有一个大菩萨啊，他是专门哈、啊、用，就说你抱他就进入三昧哈、啊，看他就进入三昧啊。这个我们然后说就说哦，那我要去修这一个哈、啊。
Long time ago, I started reading the Avatamsaka Sutra, and in Avatamsaka Sutra, there's a story of the boy, the youth of wondrous wealth, and he went to visit 53 different teachers to investigate the best way to practice. And among the 53 people bodhisattvas that he had visited, one bodhisattva whenever people look at him or her, they immediately enter samadhi. Or whenever that other people hold them, hugs that bodhisattva, then they will enter samadhi. So if you have read a case like that, perhaps you'll feel, oh, then that's what I want to practice. That's the path I want to take.
其实他那个美不是我们现在讲的那些什么有音译性的美，它是一种就是像佛菩萨这样非常安定没有能所的美，那它散发出来那一个能量会把你那个音译心全部什么消掉，让你进入那种我们叫能所双亡的状态。
Actually, for that bodhisattva, the kind of beauty or magnificence of that bodhisattva, it's not the conventional beauty that we're thinking about. It's actually very stable and very calm because it's a non-dualistic kind of magnificence. So it will immediately reduce people's sense of desire or lust and help people enter samadhi.
它就有点像就是它的那种这种就是不生灭的心，极静的心，强到你那种淫逸心一照到就有什么就被它吃掉。那就像师父讲的说，你看到这样的人，一个女生，你不敢动外念头，不是不敢动，因为你什么，你是被他什么强烈的那种极灭极尽的心什么被吃掉了。
So in that case, it's because they have such power, such a magnificent strength of their mind. Their mind, the non-dualistic mind, the mind that doesn't arise and perishes, it's so strong and so powerful that immediately upon encounter it engulfs your lustful desiring mind. It reduces your impure mind and helps you immediately enter the state of stillness and nirvana.
它就有点像是说你是一个淫心，然后突然间看一个刚出来刚出生的 baby， 你淫心还能不能持续？没有了，对不对？马上被什么，你的心马上被吃掉了，对不对？它有点像是 baby， 你 baby 到长大以后就不见了，这种心就不见了。
So it's a lot like it could be someone who's has a lot of desires or very lustfulLooks at a newborn baby. So no matter how lustful you are, when you look at a newborn baby, that your lustfulness is immediately reduced and wiped out. It's a lot like that. Even though in the case of the newborn baby, once the baby is grown, then that power is gone.
所以就是你不管是化妆还是你天生的美，那基本上是最后是用来跟众生结缘，然后让众生生欢喜心，愿意亲近你，然后把众生那种能所生灭的心转化为什么不生灭的心，就是佛他们在度化众生的时候他们要修什么32相80什么相好。为什么？假如佛就是你看到他就讨厌你，不会想亲近他，对不对？
So regardless whether you are good looking naturally, beautiful or handsome naturally, or you do it through putting on makeup or through other means, the purpose should be to use this appealing look to create beneficial affinities with sentient beings, and eventually to reach out to them to help them transform their dualistic mind into a non-dualistic mind. That is why all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, in the process of becoming Buddha, they also cultivate the 32 wondrous appearance and the 80 magnificence. They practice that, they cultivate that as well.Not for vanity, but also to help people, other people wanting to approach them, to to create good affinities with other sentient beings.
所以你用性啊，他们在美国叫性感的身材的哈、啊，你用性感的身材让一堆男生迷死了哈、啊。不管怎么样，他真的被你迷死了。你自己本身能够得到的快乐是什么？就是异界最高的快乐，就是淫逸的快乐。你是不可能产生什么极灭的乐的。
So, what is the word they use in the U.S.? Sexy body. Perhaps you can use a sexy body to attract a lot of guys. But the kind of happiness, the kind of satisfaction you derive is only, it will only remain in the realm of the desire realm. It will only be physical and very short-lasting. There is no way by doing operating things that way that you will reach a long-lasting or a stillness, a quiet type of joy.
所以就是很可惜哦，很多人只知道那个什么淫逸的乐，不晓得定乐，还有什么解脱乐。假设你知道的话，你这个定乐的品质比淫逸的乐是这个高多少倍的，对不对？还有这个极灭乐乐，不知道更高多少倍嘛。所以以后我们买那个包包的话，要什么电热的包包哈、啊，还有极灭热的包包。
So any kinds of desires that you have for lust, the happiness, the satisfaction derived from lust is in no way comparable to the kind of joy that you can derive from samadhi.Or it's also very far from the kind of happiness you can get from liberation or from stillness and quietness. It doesn't compare at all. So in the future, even if you want to buy a name brand purse, name brand bag, you have to not try for the regular conventional kind of bag. You have to try to get a name brand bag for samadhi and liberation, and that will, by doing that, you'll derive a lot more happiness from it.
啊，这个不是说玩笑，不是开玩笑的哦。那个要什么？那个包包买来哈、哦，然后你就放在那一个禅定哈、哦，三万小时的那些高僧旁边，然后那要加持，加持以后他吸了那种定的气以后，你看到也要把你的什么？他是这样子的哦。那个东西会产生哦，这不是就说笑话的哦，那、啊、这样的话，这个就很贵了，那个可能就是不是一万块而已了。
This is really, it's not a joke. Okay, so next time when you buy a Hermes bag that's $10,000, once you get it, put it next to a monk.Who has been cultivating for a long time, who has been sitting in deep samadhi for thousands of hours, put the bag next to that monk, and then let the bag absorb the chi of stability, of settledness. The next time, whenever you see this Hermes bag, then you are going to feel calm and stable and want to practice. This is no joke.
所以你想说，这个是四禅定高僧加持了三个小时的包包。这个是灭尽定加持五个小时的包包，那价格不一样。
Then this bag will no longer be only $10,000. It will be a lot more valuable than the regular Hermes bag. Then you can label it. Ah, this is a bag that has been given blessings by a monk of X level. Enter the four Dhyana state. And different bags next to different kind of monks will have a different price tag.
所以，像我们以前进入娑罗王间就很容易安定，然后禅堂师父有个地方坐下去，师父就什么，他的身心世界就消失了。还有佛陀在印度某个地方，很多人阿罗汉都在那个地方证什么证阿罗汉果，因为那个地方产生了磁场，就会让你什么安定。
So it's true that there are certain spots that will help you facilitate the process of entering a settled state. So for a lot of us, maybe upon entering Chan Hall, we feel calmer and more stable. Same with Shifu. There's a spot in the Chan Hall where he sits at. He can easily enter the state of nobody and no nobody and no mind. And similarly, in India or in some other places, there are places where spots where people can sit at and easily, more easily, reach arhathood. So these places do have special essence and aura that will facilitate practice.
所以后面一句就是内盘无声能生般若。假设你的心一直处在这种什么，这种无声的状态，那你这样的心产生的用，就会你的心会不住在任何状态，你任何心碰触什么都是什么，心就是现象，就全部都是心啊。那就是这个是禅宗他们的是什么，他们就能所双亡以后，然后他们碰触什么都是全部是什么，就是心。
So again, this phrase, nirvana is the unborn, yet it can produce nirvana, is describing the state where there's no rising and no perishing, your mind doesn't dwell on any phenomenon in particular. And once you reach that kind of a state, the mind is simultaneously the phenomenon. It's non-dualistic. So in the Chan school, once you've reached the state of extinguishing the dualistic mind, then the mind and phenomenon, they are the same, one and the same.
所以讲了半天就是什么？无相的真心，然后产生有相的什么？的现象。那你的心永远是什么？无相的真心。但是如果你产生有相的现象的时候，你把它当成对象，它已经消失，你认为它还存在，那全部都是被你感知，你又把它分为有一部分是我，有一部分是你，那就不太容易体会到这种就什么，全部的东西都是你的，都是你的，都是心。
So basically, we have, after everything that we saw, basically the nutshell is, it's the formless mind that has the ability to give off and give rise to all sorts of phenomenons. The mind has always remained formless. It doesn't have any particular form. Yet, it can create all sorts of phenomenons. And once these phenomenons arise,If you don't see them as merely phenomena, if you grasp onto them, not realizing that the phenomenon will perish eventually, and also further, what we do is we divide phenomenons and treat partially as, think of it as the self and some other part as the others. If we continue to do that, then we will not be able to see the mind, which is formless from the beginning until the end.It has always remained formless, hasn't changed.
那我们心经有讲到什么？就是观世音菩萨行深般若波罗蜜，对不对？实际上就是用般若波罗蜜的心去照见五蕴皆空，然后度一切苦，就是他证到什么？就证入内五蕴皆空。对，没有电的。他就是用般若现前这颗心啊，然后去照见无蕴皆空。那我们也是用现前这颗心去照见无蕴是我，就这样的差别。
So the Heart Sutra talks about how Avalokitesvara has entered deep Prajnaparamita, and it uses the Prajna mind to see that all five skandhas are empty.So that's the state of the Avalokitesvara. But for us, we also have this Prajna mind, but we use it instead to see that five skandhas are all empty. We see five skandhas are the self. It's me.
Okay. 那最后我们讲说，般若涅槃啊。 名义体同。阿弥陀，好像也不怎么大声呢。
Finally, the phrase we're going to talk about is Nirvana and Prajna differ in name, but they are in fact identical.
就是同个东西，一个是讲它的本质，有时候我们叫做什么，叫做空性啊。那涅槃有时候讲叫做本质，那有时候就讲它的功能，那我们叫做什么？叫做
So they are really talking about the same thing. One is addressing the nature, the essence, and oftentimes we call it the empty nature, or we call it nirvana. It's the essence of the mind. And another aspect of the mind is its functions. So we usually talk about it by using the word prajna.But these are just talking about the different sides of the same coin.
所以在这一个，我们用了很多名称，有时候我们觉得啊，好像两个不一样。其实般若、涅槃、空性、觉性、真心，还有什么如来、什么真如，全部都一样。
So oftentimes we have used all these different terminologies and leading to some confusion, thinking, are they talking about different things? No.They are all referring to the same thing. Empty nature, nirvana, prajna, awareness, the true mind, true suchness. These are all talking about the mind.
只是差别他们不同的特质，有些是讲它的本质，有些讲它的不同的功能。譬如空性，它会讲到就是说它无一物。涅槃会讲到它是什么？不生不灭。
So they're all talking about the same thing, except they're addressing different aspects of it. Sometimes it's describing the nature of it. Sometimes it's talking about its function. So sometimes when we use the word empty nature, then usually in the text, people talk about, oh, there's nothing within the empty nature. Or...On the other hand, when nirvana is used, then they talk about nirvana being non-rising and non-perishing. But they're still the same thing.
那觉性它就比较强调它能够感知的功能。那空性就没有特别强调它可以感知。所以我们就，像我比较喜欢用觉性，因为我们本身有感知的功能嘛。那如果你讲空性，你就知道那到底跟我先前这个心有什么关系，不太清楚。
And on the other hand, awareness can also be used, the ability to be aware, and that highlights the aspect of it where it has ability to perceive and aware of anything. So for me, I prefer using this over empty nature because empty nature feels kind of empty. So what is there? How does it connect to me? To me, my mind that has ability to be aware and to perceive.So me personally, I like to use awareness or the ability to perceive.
那另外真如，他又强调他就是不管怎么样，他都是这个样子的。如就是这个样子，真不会变成假。比如说你这颗心，你非常的什么，你这颗心你就是一直在迷惑的状态，那它不会就变成假的。你这个心永远不会变直啊，如就是这个样子。
Another phrase that's often used is true suchness, and true suchness is talking about how it just like this, it just so. It's true, and no matter how you use it, it will never turn into something that's false. It just like so. So that's what the phrase true suchness is trying to capture.
所以我们讲说什么，再圣不增，再缓不减，有没有？那就是它真的就是这个样子。
So this the mind is just like so, even for a saint, the mind does not increase, it doesn't become grander. And for ordinary people, it doesn't diminish, it doesn't become less in any way.
所以随意立名，故因法无定向，然后内盘能生般若，是名真法身啊。就随着他的一个什么特质、特性，随他那个什么意义啊，然后立他的名称。那其实他同个洞悉，可是从不同的角度讲，他就有不同的功能。就像你们现在在这边是什么？是听众啊。那等一下叫你们表演的时候，你是什么表演者，对不对？回到家的话是妈妈，对不对？跟先生在一起的时候你是太太，对不对？反正就是不是同都同一个人？然后死去有时候叫做神士的。
什么？最后是什么？
神士。
So The last phrase is, it's only in accordance with meaning that appellations were given. Thus, it is said that all dharma are without fixed characteristics. So, all these different terminology is really referring to the same thing, the mind. It's just merely talking about it, highlighting its different aspects and its different meaning, its different functions. From different angles, based on different functions, that it's given a different name. It's just like you, all of us here. Right now you are sitting here, so you are called the audience. Later on, if you are called to the front to perform something, you become a performer. Once you go home, you become a mom or become a wife to your husband. Is it still the same thing? Yes, it's the same thing, just different labels. And once you pass away, it's still the same thing, but now it's called consciousness or the soul or whatnot.
这问大家比较不清楚了。
So this part may be a little bit confusing. Need more clarification.
其实是死掉的时候还是你是什么神识也不是你，其实你并不会死掉，但是你把神识当成你，那就什么，你就看不到那一个不生不灭的什么的觉性啊。
It's the part about what happens after we die. We're not so familiar with it yet. So in fact, actually, even when you die, the consciousness is still not.You, it's still not the true mind. But if you mistaken the consciousness as the self, as the mind, then you will still fall short. You won't be able to see what it is that is not rising and non-perishing. Again, the true mind is not the same as the consciousness. It doesn't come, it doesn't go.
所以就是几年前师父延吉还有我们今年我们一个法师啊，国觉法师就是往生，对不对？那我不会觉得那个尸体是师父，那个尸体是什么什么法师，尤其是像荧幕的一个什么荧幕上的一个尸体也好，或是一个名字也好，怎么可能是那个人？不可能嘛，那个是一个名字嘛，怎么说那个人什么时候延吉了，什么时候往生了，没有嘛。
So even with the passing away of Shi Fu, and also this year another Dharma master in the Sangha has also passed away. But either me looking at their corpse or looking at the corpse that's portrayed in the photo or on the screen, you just know that it's not that person. How could it be this image or this corpse? How could this be the same as that person?So the person, there's actually no coming and going. There's no sense of talking about this person has died or gone. It simply doesn't make sense to me to talk about things that way.
所以我们就是我会看说，这个师父的那一颗心不动的心跑到哪里去了？另外的法师他现在跑到哪里去了？你就发觉那一颗心，他不会死啊。可是你把那个设身当成他，就觉得说，哦，他才几岁而已，就往生了。
So instead, I ask, I investigate, where did 师父's moving mind go? Where did it go? Or where did the person, the master that passed away, where did he, she, Where did she go? So it didn't go anywhere. So it doesn't make any sense to talk about this person is gone.
以后你去参加这告别式啊，你看看说那个王子有没有站在旁边啊？因为身体不可能是他嘛，对不对？
So in the future, if you attend any service or any memorial service, then you look at, you can stare at the corpse and think, where did that person go? Is he standing next to the body? And then investigate like that, because obviously the corpse that is now lifeless cannot be that person. It's just not the case. So where is it? What is it?
如果你会看到他也在旁边念佛，那你就知道那个身体只是什么？只是一个工具而已嘛。他有时候他会觉得说，我在这边念佛，那个不是我。
If you have the ability to actually see that spirit or whatever that's sitting on the side reciting the Buddha's name, then it will become even clearer to you that the physical body, the corpse, is merely a tool. It's not that person.
所以有些人就会跑到他的耳朵旁边去，说你妄言妄下啊，跟着念佛。其实他不一定在身体里面啦，你对着那个地方讲话都可以的。
So a practice is sometimes friends or family would approach that corpse and whisper to its ear, say, "Let go of everything. You be gone. Be well." There's really no need. The consciousness or whatever it is, that person is actually may not actually be in the body. You could actually be speaking to the wall, and the message can still be transmitted.
因为我们一直认为他还躲在里面呢。
We continue to think that perhaps the consciousness or whoever that person used to be, was, is, still dwells in this physical body. But that may not be the case.
所以涅槃能生般若即名真佛法身啊，就是无形无相的涅槃啊，哎，那它因为无形无相，那所有的现象都从这边产生各种功能都是从这个不生不灭的产生出来，那产生种种的相，产生种种的相，那它本身我们这个相就是有般若产生的功能，那它无所不在，那有时候我们把这样的叫做法身，我们说法身无相无不相啊。
Because nirvana is able to produce prajna, it is called the dharmakaya of the true Buddha. So the mind itself, the prajna, is without any forms and no phenomena, yet it has ability to create all sorts of phenomena. Itself is created. The ability to generate all phenomena is due to prajna, the very nature of the true mind. So this ability, we call it the Dharmakaya.
所以我们现在不管你任何现象，它从来没有离开我们的心。你讲什么，一定是什么，没有离开你的心。那这一个现象，有时候我们可以叫做色身，可是它让我们可以感知这个心无所不在。你也可以讲叫做法身。那色身的本质就是法身，所以只要有身的地方的话，一定有什么？有法身，所以叫就是什么？法身遍什么？遍一切处，实际上就是我们的真心什么？遍一切处。
The Dharmakaya itself, the Dharma body, it doesn't exhibit any particular form. Yet there is no form that it is not.So none of the phenomena departs from the mind. The physical body is created by the mind. The physical body at the same time is perceived by the mind. It is the mind. So that's why we often said that the Dharmakaya, the Dharma body, is everywhere. There's no place where it is not dwelling at.
那我们可以讲就是说法身无相，然后无所不相的无不相，让我们现前这个真心也是无相， 所以也是什么无所不在的，就是他任何地方他都没有，那个地方只要有你感受的现象，一定有我们这个真心，会有这个化身。
So we said the Dharma body, Dharmakaya, it doesn't exhibit any particular form, yet there's no form that it doesn't exhibit. Similarly, the true mind, it doesn't dwell in any place, but there's no place where it is not. So whatever that can be perceived by the mind, that phenomenon itself is the mind.
所以我们在任何时间点，你的任何现象从来没有离开过你的心。那只差你自己会把现象切割为被我感知还能感知，没办法，现象跟你的感知的心是什么？是就是不一不二的。我们一般我们这个不晓得可以这样子的。
So the bottom line is, in any given point in time, any phenomena, it does not depart from the mind. It is the mind. Yet what we erroneously do is we divide it into what is being perceived and the perceiver. So we make this erroneous division, and that is why we're not able to give rise to the understanding where there's no one and no two. It's non-dualistic and not one at the same time.
所以因为我们现前这颗心，就是这个是般若的心啊、哦。那他任何现象他都知道，然后他本来是无助的，可是我们现在会把被感知的现象，就是切割为什么？切割能知道的跟所知道的，另外把所知道的现象又切割为什么？我别人，对不对？那你就可能就忘记了，或是不知道了，全部的什么，全部的现象都是你的心感知的，或者全部的现象都是你的心。
So the prajna mind has the ability to know and perceive everything. It doesn't dwell on anything. Yeah, we divide it into what is being perceived, what can be aware, and what is being aware, or we make the division between the self and others. Because we keep doing these partitioning, that we forget that the mind itself is all-knowing. There's nothing that cannot be perceived by the mind, and all phenomenon is exactly the same as the mind.
所以你心中，只要你胡出任何一个想法画面，假设你知道这个全部都是你，那也全部都不是你的话，那我是一直重复在讲这一部分哈、哦、那你基本上你的烦恼大概90%就是什么是没有了。
So whatever that arises from your mind, if you are able, whether it's a memory, it's an image or whatever, if you are able to simultaneously know that it is the self, yet it's the mind, yet it's not the mind, simultaneously. If you are able to truly realize that and see that, then you probably are able to solve about 90% of all your vexations and troubles.
我昨天刚跟我们欢迎 Annie 就讲说、啊、看电视的时候就是入戏，然后跳不开，啊、哦，就是电视里面有没有人
？So yesterday, the translator was sharing with Bo Xin 法师 that she was stuck in watching soap opera and she couldn't get away from it. She couldn't escape. She just keep wanting to watch it. So I asked her, when you watch TV, is there a self? Are there people in the TV?
电视里面一定有剧情，对不对？有人物，对不对？有男主角，有女主角啊，可能不管是哪种喜剧或是悲剧，对不对？一定里面就是有人物，但是就是没有，就是里面有没有新的人？没有新的人，没有新。
里面有没有新的人？
里面有人，但是没有新。那些人全部没新。
So in TV, when you're watching a show, yes, there's plot. There are characters. There's the main characters, the protagonist. There are all these characters in the show, but no, there's no one in the show that has the mind. None of them has the mind.
然后你把电视关掉，那些没有新的影像马上什么不见了。可是电视关掉了，你这一个头脑这个有没有关掉？
Once you turn off the TV, the image obviously is gone immediately. But the problem is, once you turn off the TV, what happens to your mind? Has your mind stopped working? It's still spinning the stories.
你没有关掉，最主要是你认为那个影像就是什么？就是电视的人，那电视的人就是真正的人。
The reason why you're not able to turn it off is whatever you mistakenly perceive what's on TV, that character on TV, you equate it as a real person outside of TV.
那我们的 Annie, 我们的翻译的他说他知道这个道理，但是就是什么，就是没办法。我说怎么办？
So the translator said, I understand the principle, I tried to apply it, but I couldn't help myself, I just kept watching.
我说你试试看，我不知道，因为昨天才讲了，所以这个效果成效怎么样不晓得。不过就是讲，就是你在看的时候，你入戏了嘛，哈、这时候你把部分的注意力或是全部的注意力，90%的注意力拉到全身的放松，因为你全身，因为你跟着剧情跑的话，你的身体一定是什么？起起伏伏的，哎嘛，有时候心跳加快，有时候什么，有时候所有的血液都跑到脸部去了，有没有？啊，让你把全部的注意力，九成的注意力拉到身体来，你还是要看，不用离开。他说要离开离不开，你不用离开啊，你就练习，把注意力啊拉到清楚全身放松的感觉。然后就看看他会有，会有。我们有做过生活层有做过实验啊。大家本来是跟着画面跑了，那把它拉到全身的放松的感觉，我们叫身九眼一哈。90%的注意力在身体的放松，那10%那看荧幕，就发觉不好笑，然后什么不可爱，什么不可怜，什么东西都没有了。
So this is what I told her yesterday. It was really new, so we'll have to wait and see if it worked for her. So next time when you're stuck watching a soap opera and can't stop, then give this a try, that relax your body, divert 90% of the attention to your physical body and try to relax. So only leave 10% of the attention at your eyes. Continue to watch. You don't have to stop.If you can't tear yourself away from TV, then that's okay, keep watching. But we call it the body 9 and the eyes 1. So 90% attention to relaxing the physical body and leave only 10% of the attention to the eyes to watch TV. And try that. And we've tried this actually in the past in Chan camps, where we told people to watch TV and use this method. Because usually what happens is if you're really engaged in the plot, then all your attention and blood and your body is tense and focusing on the eyes or all the blood rush to the head. So try using this method. And so what people have reported in the past from the camps is when they use this method, whatever they're watching, what used to be funny becomes not funny. What used to be pitiful becomes non-pitiful. So a lot of the emotions calm down.
所以曾经也有些人就是看电视用这种身九眼一，觉得看电视没什么意思。
So there are people that apply this method and continue to watch TV, and they soon found that it's really not so much fun anymore watching TV.
所以你要练习哈，就是在那种中间点啊。有意思跟没意思的中间点，你可以瞬间传过来，那就什么就没意思了。那瞬间转过去又什么又有意思？你去调这个点啊。
So it would be really interesting to find that point where if you pivot it one way, it becomes boring and not interesting, and if you switch to the other mode, then it becomes really interesting. For you to find where that point is for you, find that switch.
我记得二三十年前有一次我们在禅坐会打坐，就坐了2小时以后，接下来就来听师父什么开示。那时候我大部分人都眼睛都张开听师父的开示，那跟着师父的什么 的开示哈、啊，反正似乎是很幽默的，那大家笑成一团。我坐着觉得没什么好笑，为什么大家笑成一团？但是我张开眼睛看书的时候，我也跟着笑成一团。那我再闭起眼睛，又没有不觉得什么好笑，所以你就要练这个部分，刚好是什么？就说你回来的话是安定的心，那张开眼睛是什么？是波动的心，你最好是能够安住在这两者，那就发现，哎，我是什么？我要让它不好笑就不好笑，让它好笑就好笑。
So I remember my personal experience where 20-30 years ago, we're in the meditation gathering where I sat for 2-3 hours and then followed by usually this kind of practice followed by 师父's teaching. 师父 would give a talk. And usually 师父 is very humorous when he gives public teaching. But after sitting for 2 hours, I sat there with my eyes closed and I hear people like roaring into laughter because of what Shifu has said. Me sitting there with eyes closed, I felt, what's so funny about all that? But as soon as I opened my eyes, then I started to join all the laughters. But then if I close my eyes again, I don't find it funny anymore. So to me at that time, that's the switch. I can choose to be unaffected by it or to become part of it. And it will be interesting for you to find out what that point is. So you are in control when to feel it's funny and when to remain unaffected.
所以这个部分如果你在平常生活，对，平常生活可以，你还是照看，然后你不一定要盘腿都可以啊。那你的训练就是，哎，我有90%的注意拉到身体来，哎，就发觉他不好笑，哦，他就是不什么，哎，不感动人。那你再把它晃掉，就整个去看。那找到这样的一个平衡点以后，第二步还有个第二步更高的哈、哦，因为我们的目的不是只是训练什么，哎，先安定而已。你用安定心看，我们现在要进一步要用什么？这个现象没有我，要从这个什么有我的，然后跳到无我的。
So you should try to practice this and use it in your life. You don't even have to be in the sitting meditation position. You can continue to interact and watch TV or whatever, and try this once you can become settled and not affected by placing 90% of the attention to your body and relaxing. Or you can choose to be part of it, to get involved by not doing the relaxation and be focusing on the situation at hand. It's really interesting and very useful to find that balance between the two and to switch back and forth, to know how to settle the mind. That's only the first stage. Once you are able to do that, then the more important stage is for you to realize and to see that there's no self amidst of all the phenomenon. And that's a state to reach.
不是一点哦，应该超过了，对不对？哎，怎么不讲？哈？哦，所以可以让我尽情发挥的，我也是一点呢。
I'm mistaken by the time. I thought the talk is until 1, but I'm told that I can continue.
Okay. 哦，我把这个讲完了。我也啊，像刚才早就那个应该刹车了
啊。I should have stopped at 12:30.
好
，I'll finish.
好，那我把这个讲完，就是当你的心可以安定的时候，你再看看说，那个电视是。被我感知的像还是那里面是人。
So once your mind is able to really settle down, then you can investigate whatever those people that I see on TV are those phenomenon images that's perceived by my mind, or are those real people?
另外就是说，你跟着剧情跑的那些感受像啊，还有这些念头啊，到底是被你感知的还是你？
Similarly, you can also investigate. So all your emotions that comes up aroused by the plot of the show, and also all the thoughts and feelings that you have, are those the me? Are those the self? Or are those just merely phenomenon, emotions and desires?
波动的心转化为什么比较安定的心才能够在观察，就按照这种，你到底是那个只是我感知的现象还是我。
But before you can do that, the prerequisite is for you to first be able to transform a very scattered, very unsettled mind into something more stable before you can continue to investigate these questions.
所以我们今天讲了很多，可是这里面其实是要有很多的什么禅修的什么观照功夫跟自见进去的。
So we have touched upon many points today, but in order to achieve these, it's very important for you to have some skills in meditation in order for you to continue to contemplate and investigate.
那如果你听不懂，就把它背起来，当成得度的种子。
If you don't understand everything I said, it's okay. Memorize it, remember it, and turn it into a seed for the future, for you to eventually become enlightened in the future.
那如果你从不懂能够听懂，就变成叫什么？我们叫什么？文所，就是什么？理解的知，理解的知。
So, but if you are able to understand it, then at least you have reached some sort of realization or understanding intellectually. You have reached some intellectual understanding.
那如果你听懂了以后，你想办法去实践，叫做修行的知。
Based on this intellectual understanding, if you're able to actually apply it and practice and use it in your life, then that's understanding at a deeper, more practical level.
然后你修行以后能够实际实证的，我们叫做什么？叫做体证的知。
And once you're able to practice it and reach a true understanding, and that we call it the true understanding by actual experience.
所以它可以分成四个层次，有没有？就是什么种子哈，得度的种子，然后什么理解的知，然后修行的知，体证的知。
So this can be divided into four different levels. One is, first level is planting the seed, to reaching, going up to intellectual understanding, going to a practical understanding, able to apply it, and finally to true realization.
啊，如果他不来，这个都没有，你就要把他骗来，就要骗来的知。
And if you don't come, then you don't get any of this. So you have to get people, cajole them to come, and even by using tricks, you trick them into knowing something.
这样没有换戒哦，不是打妄语哦。If
you trick someone into coming to the talks, then it doesn't mean that you have broken the precepts. You're not lying.
这样还有功德啊。Instead,
you get merit and virtue by tricking someone to the Chan Hall.
所以任何人来都可以用这种几个层次，慢慢的什么，就是透过这样的话，慢慢让你的什么，你的佛法就能够一层一层的什么。 往上提升。
So no matter who you are or where your understanding is, it doesn't matter. You just continue to come and you will be able to make progress gradually and advancing your understanding of the Buddha Dharma.
好，不好意思，这个超过了，我都不晓得，我也一直看着话，我还有10分钟，应该我以为讲到一点。
Sorry, we have gone over the time. I forgot and I kept thinking I still have more time.
因为以前以后到了，我们就这样一个这样一直画圆圈了。
Because in the past, if the time is up, there was usually someone signaling, making the clock sign in the past.
So I don't know
whose fault it is today.
好，阿弥陀佛。
Thank you, 阿弥陀佛。